Hey, Project Big Screen listeners, you can find us every Monday on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or YouTube. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music.
Academy Award winner J.K. Simmons stars in the new MGM Plus original series, The Westies.
There it is, Javits Center.
Biggest construction project in the history of New York falls into the lap of the Irish.
This Irish crime gang built New York City on blood, sweat, and loyalty. Their legend is true.
The Italians outnumber us about 100 to 1.
Their story is criminal.
This Irish guy's threatening war.
He's gotta go.
Keep out of Hell's Kitchen.
The Westies. Watch now. Only on MGM Plus.
Welcome to The Bracket, episode 82. Today we're debating the best things that are small enough to fit in your hand. A Gooch special. A special, right? Ugh.
Nice one.
It's been a tough morning.
A Gooch special.
3 p.m.
A Gooch special.
It was a, okay, well, so.
Usually you have to pay extra for that.
Yeah. So I had a long morning because I took a very long walk to Michael's to try and get us a trophy for the winner of this week because we said we're going to make it where right. The winner gets a belt. I went to Michael's, walked all the way there, assuming they would have it because I was in a Michael's like 3 weeks ago and they had a whole wall of trophies. The one in New York City that's massive has no trophies.
This is the craft store you speak of?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. Why you go to Michael's so much?
Yeah.
I went to Michael's like 3 weeks ago to get like a photo frame. Like,
you've been buying some Dick Blick paints? That's an awesome name.
What is that? Is that a brand?
That's like the face of art products.
Dick Blick?
Dick Blick is the guy's name. He makes paints and all. And there's even Blick stores now. Dick Blick is blowing up.
Is it spelled B-L-I-C?
D-I-C-K-B-L-I-C-K.
Dick Blick.
Dick Blick.
Of Blick Art Materials.
There's one on 18th. Or
yeah, there's
14th.
A Blick over there.
Wait, but they just go by Blick.
He makes a good acrylic. Like the that they rebranded, but they were Dick Blick for a while.
Does he have trophies?
No, Dick don't have trophies.
Okay. Now, I was out last week when we discussed this, but this doesn't apply to the chain game, I assume?
What do you mean?
Like, so when an entry comes up, the 8 seed, we're not going to say, oh, KV submitted this. But yeah, like, for the chain game, I feel like part of the beauty of the chain game is
that we know it's
yeah, so,
chain.
Well, or also, but it's other people's awful selections.
Yes. So the chain game, since it's not technically supposed to win, even though it wins a lot, is going to be one where we're going to be mostly making fun of people. So
okay.
We're going,
I think we should keep the names for the chain game.
I agree.
I think maybe when they're eliminated, you say who submitted.
Yeah, we could do that. That works too. All right, perfect. But before we get to that, let's hear from our first sponsor of the day, Aura.
Hell yeah.
All right, let's talk about Aura. Did you know that your personal info is out there for anybody to find? Data brokers can scrape public tax records and sell that information legally, making it accessible to anyone. We're thrilled to be partnered with Aura. Aura is an all-in-one online safety solution that helps protect you and your family from identity theft, financial fraud, and online threats before they happen. With Aura, you can rest easy knowing that someone is looking out for you. They scan the dark web and look for your email addresses, passwords, social security numbers, and other sensitive information. And if anything is found, you get an alert in real time. If you're a victim of ID theft, their experienced white glove fraud resolution team will help you navigate credit bureaus, help initiate credit freezes or a lock, and work with you around the clock to solve it. They offer a suite of tools to protect you and your loved ones, including real-time alerts on suspicious credit activity, computer virus protection, parental controls, a VPN, and a password manager. It's a comprehensive online safety solution that will provide you with every tool you need all in one place. It also helps reduce annoying robocalls, which suck, and telemarketers and junk mail by using all these takedown requests on your behalf regularly. For a limited time, Aura is offering our listeners a 14-day trial plus a check of your data to see if you have any personal information that was leaked online, all for free when you visit aura.com/LCB. That's aura.com/LCB. Sign up for a 14-day free trial and start protecting you and your loved ones. That's aura.com/LCB. Certain terms apply, so make sure to check the site for details. Thanks to Aura. All right, let's get into it. Very first matchup of the day, number 5 seed. I'm not going to say who included it. And by the way, just another clarification. So the way I switched it now is if you gave me an option first, you've claimed it. So whoever sent me the option first will have it.
Got it.
If there are multiple sub-options.
What are you upset about?
How are you bitching already?
Are you going to whine about that?
I'm like, the last one whoever knows about it.
Submit him sooner.
Ask him to join a life.
I'm not in the fucking...
You submitted nothing original, nothing unique?
I'm not in the chat, so I am going to find out last. Well, is this not true, Ken Jack?
That's part of the beauty.
Welcome to the real world.
Also, you had your own hands to base this off of, and those fingers could wrap around an exercise ball.
Exactly, yeah. And a medicine ball. Yeah, but if you... If we have smoke.
Are you on something?
Oh, I'm just a man who is trying to fight for his right here, and I am correct that I'm getting screwed with this process. That's fine. I will.
Oh my God, everything. You're getting screwed from everything. Oh.
So So I'll tell you right now, you had an option that someone else picked that you got first dibs on.
Good. What?
Yeah, you had
I'd like to hear that.
I'll know as soon as you say that it's his.
And if there's some where like people pick kind of like sub options of the same general option, so we'll pick one to represent that pick, if that makes sense.
And I hope people didn't go down the route of, oh, what is worth the most?
Yeah, no, it's just what's the best. So it's a little more general.
I struggled submitting ones for this.
Mm-hmm. This is hard.
First matchup of the day, number 5 seed. It was a lot of people on Twitter said this too, but it was submitted by someone in here. Your own, actually, they didn't actually specify your own penis. They just said penis.
Boo.
All they said was penis. That was it. So that's a 5 seed, which Dana B could fit in half a hand, maybe. And that's going up against number 12 seed, a clicky pen.
Ooh. Ah, man, I get so annoyed at other people clicking pens. Yeah, like I usually buy capped pens.
Ugh. Like the Muji ones?
Like the Mujis.
Yeah.
See, I don't. Does a clicky pen fit in your hand?
See, I would say no.
Because it exceeds the width of your hand, right?
Yeah.
Oh. So that was my question. Oh, yeah. Does it have to fit in your hand, or is it handheld?
So on your hand, but not in your hand.
Yeah, like, something you could fit in the palm of your hand.
Yeah, that's what I was
Well, it can't fit your dick in the palm of your hand.
No.
Wow.
What? Way to go.
Fit a full dick in the palm of your hand. Nobody here can fit their full dick in the palm of their hand.
I definitely
could. I could.
Yeah.
No way.
You have a monster cock, dude.
Yeah. No, that's not even... Even the most average size penis can't... It goes higher than this?
We're talking... What? I was thinking this
one.
Oh, you were thinking this?
Yeah.
Now he's fucking with you. Tell me, you have a monster fucking cock. Just admit it.
Fuck! I guess this is how I found out.
So, penis, again, person didn't specify if it's their own or someone else's, versus the clicky pen. Let's start with you, Steve.
I feel like dick is such low-hanging fruit. I think clicky pen's just like fun to do, kind of kill time, be a little joy. Dick, you can beat off and stuff like that, and it's great, but there's also the regret or the post-shame after. No, clicky pen. I think that's a unique answer.
I'm shocked you didn't just choose penis. Well, that would have been right up your alley.
Yeah, exactly. Knowing your history on this podcast with peni.
Usually like female body parts more than male.
That's true.
Usually?
Clemmer.
Yeah, I'm going to go clicky pen too. I think the penis thing is too obvious.
Too obvious?
Yeah, what are we doing here?
It's too obvious.
When I'm like lounging watching TV, my hand's always on my dick. I'm not a horny guy. It's not a hard dick by any means. It's a comfort thing. Just there, chilling. I'm going to go penis with this one.
Penis. One for penis. Do 2-1 and clicker.
Yeah.
Up Nick.
When it was like November and your football practices were really cold, you had to cup your dick on the sidelines. But the pen is more fun.
Pen is more fun? It's funny. That's good. The pen is.
Pen is.
Penis, yeah.
That's good, yeah. Tommy.
Yeah, I mean, you know, penis is good if it's yours. You can jerk it off and stuff. Clicky pen is fun, though. I'll go with the clicky pen.
One for the clicky pen. And that means we can tell who picked penis.
That was me. I picked
penis. That was you that picked penis.
I picked penis, but I didn't understand the prompt. I thought, all right, I could jerk off with my penis.
That's what prompted your question in the text group. Does it need to fit on the palm of your hand?
Yeah.
No, there were other, because honestly, a fishing rod is what,
that is not handheld.
Yeah.
It's handheld. You literally hold it in your hand.
That's way too big to be, like, fit in your hand, I think.
Okay,
like,
so I didn't maybe understand this totally.
I think I misunderstood it as well.
I think, I can understand that point, because the hard
fishing rod is
dick is still going to exceed your hand.
Apparently not. Apparently I have the biggest dick in the world.
Palm of your hand.
It goes...
A fishing rod isn't one of those things.
See, like I can't rationalize it either. The more I'm thinking about it,
what?
He's trying to circle.
You're drawing your dick on your palm?
Yeah.
It's if your dick.
I'm even like making it bigger. Yeah, it's like boom.
You're wearing the perfect shirt for this giant dick talk too.
That's a hot dog.
That's a hot dog the size of a lamppost.
Yeah, exactly.
Just a regular size hot dog to you, freak.
Standing on Broadway in Prince.
Oh, so I guess this is my thing now. I have a giant dick. Oh, socks.
I was just telling him before, I'm still part of the Call Her Daddy Facebook group, which has been closed for a long time. And I came across
it. They're still part of, like, it was ever normal to be a part of it.
Yeah. Oh, I see. No, we were both in. I was in both. The fan one and the official.
Yeah, wait, no, that's the one. I think I'm in the fan one, if that makes sense. But yeah. There's a very funny post. This dude posts in there, like, this, just the meatiest looking dude you've ever seen in your life. Like, not strong, just, like, bloated. How to find a girl that actually can take a big D and isn't intimidated. Many girls talk the talk, but inexperienced walking the walk is another thing entirely. Not to say sex is everything, but we know it's important. Smiley face.
Yeah, I need a girl like that.
I mean, apparently. Okay, so...
You think that's why you haven't found the one yet?
Yeah, they're just like, his cock's too big.
Does Pete
hurt?
That's your biggest red flag.
Yeah.
So your loneliness isn't because you're weird or awkward or kind of difficult to be around?
No, it's because I have a giant fucking penis.
I understand now, yeah.
The girl at the Jersey Shore is like, oh, finally, a regular size penis.
Yeah. Amazonian
What about Pete Davidson? Pete Davidson just sneaky steals all of Tommy's bits. Vape god and having a huge cock.
And having a huge cock.
Smokes did it first.
Okay,
when
next.
When you cut things off with that girl from the shore, did she destroy any villages?
She dropped 45 the next night in her.
All right, next matchup, number 4 seed versus the 13. 4 seed. Boobies.
Boobies?
Boobies. Boobies got mentioned by a lot. It got claimed by one person. Boobs is going to make it in, and that's going up against the number 13 seed, which is also submitted by the same person. Money. We can clarify what kind of money, I think, because like coins, I can't honestly think of what I like holding in my hand more, coins or cash.
Cash, for sure.
It doesn't feel good in your hands. I'm thinking of like a good... Yeah, if it fits in the palm of your hand, Clemmer.
It does.
Yeah.
You're right. I just want to check.
Yeah, but like,
I feel like money is like always
to show
the
off you had money.
Yeah,
do I have money? $20. I mean,
no matter what the topic is, we end up with money and boob.
I know that's what I'm like. That's what I'm trying to.
That's why we're trying to eliminate this now.
All right, good.
Because it's submitted not only by a person here, but also all over.
Bad job by them, whoever that person is.
Yeah, very bad job. So boobs versus money, Tommy, you start.
I mean, I guess big boobs can't fit in the palm of your hand. The ones I'm usually handling. I have to like bury my face in them, and then my giant cock. I'll go with them. I mean, I love boobs. I'm gonna go with boobs.
One for boobs.
Chaz, this is yours. I'll go money.
Money. One for money.
Don't like either of these things for this competition. Love both these things outside of this. Yeah. Money, I don't think has a good hand feel. If you have a wad of cash, it kind of feels dirty. Change makes your hand stink.
It's true.
I don't like that.
I like holding cash. I think.
You like holding
cash?
It's
the smell, though, that
it
I
might
like.
Be like, or like walking to the casino or.
Oh, yeah.
Boob. A boob is attached to like a bigger thing. A woman.
Yeah.
Or Dana.
For that.
And. Yeah, you can't really like toss it back and forth. I'm going to go
like
money.
This with boobs.
Yeah, you
fun.
Can, bro.
I'm going money.
Money? 2-1 in favor of money. Clemmer.
It's money in general, because coins are the worst thing to hold. Right. Coins and keys.
I'll throw coins in the trash.
Oh, the smell of...
That's like illegal.
You just throw coins away?
Yeah, or in my Chipotle bag and then just throw the Chipotle bag away later. I hate coins.
Oh,
how much money do you think
they should be discontinued?
Coins or keys are almost as bad.
Like a nickel, like a worse. Three nickels, worse, right? Two dimes, and four pennies in your that's disgusting.
Oh, it's so gross, and it's smell on your hands. I have to immediately wash my hands. If I hold a key for too long, it's so I hate metal. I hate the smell of metal. So because of that, I'll say boobs.
I was trying to think of an old guy joke from
first person to ever choose boobs because he hates the smell of metal.
Yeah.
Boobs don't really
fit. You know what the best part about tits are? They don't smell like metal.
Boobs also don't really fit in your hand. Mm. I mean, unless
Tommy
and you're messing around with underage girls, but the rest of
them.
I was playing off Mincy's joke about that's all.
You've got real issues, guy.
You've got bad dick energy. Jay.
Definitely titties. Coins, hate them. I'm not going to throw them away or throw them in the trash, but they're not. I mean, you put in a jar that you take to a Walmart every 6 months or a year. Pass. Keys are way worse, though. I actually have a keyless home, which is very nice. It's just like a lock code. And so I never have any keys except my car key, which is just basically a fob key.
I have my keys like this. Shout out to Ridge Wallet.
Yeah.
I love this thing.
I love it, too. I fiddle with that all day.
Silhouette.
And you can, yeah, it's a big time fiddle thing because you can just like play around with the key and bring it in a circle, and it doesn't like jingle jangle or anything like that. Big thing.
I have a keychain with two keys on it.
I have so many keys. I'm afraid to throw them out because I'm afraid
that's
I'll never.
Still,
get,
my
so
friend
many
with,
keys.
How many keys do you? I have three keys on. How many keys do you need?
Keys.
Oh, keys. Are you a janitor?
I'm afraid of throwing them out because then I won't be able to get in.
No, because you don't want to
throw them out. But
what
don't.
What do you? Do you use them all?
No, I use like
put them away at your house.
A fucking dungeon master.
You love it.
I don't know what to do.
Like that dude.
Why wouldn't you throw them out?
Oh no!
I'm not gonna. No, I just want to ask what they are.
Okay, I don't know what to, I don't know what most of them are.
You're like the villain in Room.
That's a lock to like a padlock for storage.
It's going more of the guy.
In the yellow. The two, I have two different storage set units.
One of these is to a chastity belt. I know it.
a lot of locks.
Two. I don't even know what that one is. That might be. Well, I have two storage units. One in New Hampshire. One here.
How many bodies you have in there?
Yeah, I'm like you freak.
Oh come on, Tommy. See, that's what you did when I accused you of a crime. You accused me of a crime.
Guy's being weird today. Clemmer's being weird today.
One of those to the Ark of the Covenant.
You can get rid of a lot of this.
I know. It's not good.
The New Market Public Library?
I probably don't need that anymore. Huh?
Where's that?
It's a town I used to live in New Hampshire.
How long
you have the key to it?
Oh, well, a year ago.
You get the key to the library?
No, it's like a library card.
This is a nuisance. And this is in your front pocket?
Dude.
All day. Every day.
Dude, weighs more than you do.
Take 90% of those out.
I know. Maybe this is the
wake-up call?
This is what the intervention I needed.
This is an intervention for too many keys.
And I hate keys.
The other wake-up call he gets is when he rolls in bed and his keys just...
No. They immediately have a place. We have a nice hook. I put them on me when I get home.
Can you imagine being chased by a murderer and you're trying to get into your front door and you just jingle jangle over?
He'd be the murderer in this scenario. So.
Oh, I wouldn't be the murderer.
Well, we're accusing people of crimes all of a sudden.
I know, and I do it once and everybody freaks out. People do it to
you're
me. It's
weird.
Like, oh,
because that was a particularly heinous crime.
Murder?
In my head, that's less
that's
bad.
Not as bad.
Yeah.
Killing you isn't as bad as Tommy accusing
Tommy of what? Yeah.
Yeah.
That's mean.
Yeah, it was.
I claim to be the nicest guy in the office.
I'm not.
Yeah,
you're
not.
You are.
Thank you.
He's not.
Yeah, he is. Heart of gold. I'm not joking.
Ironically, it's Clem and Clemmer. Yeah. Are the two big boys as far as nice men.
Yeah.
Clem is very nice, yeah.
Yeah. Although he is an actual big boy.
A lot nicer than you.
Yeah.
All right, I'll go with that.
I can't wait for this tungsten meetup. This next.
Yeah, can you guys believe Clemmer won't even fucking cook for us?
Yeah, that's unbelievable.
That's an insane request.
Yeah, well, no, it's not. We're going to your place.
Yeah. Clemmer says, hey,
going to the
club,
function
come
room
over.
In my apartment building. Yeah, we're not going to my place.
Oh, no, and I'm sure we won't get hungry between the hours of 6 and 9.
Order some pizza. I rented
it's take
the room.
Forever to get
grill. Grill.
Grill for us.
It's a grill outside.
Grill for us.
I'm not
grill
going to.
For
you're
us.
Not going to. There's a grill outside. We're going to be inside the function hall. We're not in the courtyard.
A beautiful night.
We're in the courtyard. We could be there, but it's not where we are. I paid for the room. I rented the room. We're going to the room.
I won't make us
food.
What
is his deal today?
Yeah, I don't know.
Boobs is going to move on. Next up, we have the 8 versus the 9. The 8 is the Game Boy SP. No other console handhelds were mentioned, so the Game Boy SP is going to be the one that gets through on the 8 seed. And next is number 9. Poker chips.
Oh.
Big fan of doing those. I'm a big fan of just making noises, fiddling with them all the time. Massive fan. So, 8 versus the 9. Game Boy SP versus poker chip.
Did you say Gay Boy SP? What the hell?
I was trying to think of an
Gay Boy sucking penis.
Sean Penn's nickname in high school.
Gay Boy SP.
That was him when he played Harvey Milk. Jay.
Gotta go poker chips. I was of the Chris Moneymaker generation that like blew up on ESPN, ESPN2. Very cool. You got the chip stack, you do 2-2 and then you merge them into 1. I feel like it's pretty annoying if you're like a Nancy or Nate or Smitty, one of these people that actually play poker a lot. But for the common guy who plays, you know, once in a while, so fun. Poker chips.
Oh, by the way, before I forget, the loser of last round was also Tommy. Money was the first.
Yeah, one. I said it wasn't a good submission round.
You submitted money. Just want to note.
Money's good. Who doesn't like fucking money? I don't know.
Poker chip for Che. Clemmer?
So when I worked at my last job in sales, someone sent, instead of business cards, they had their information on a poker chip. and they sent a couple of them. And I had them at my desk for years, and I would just like hold them, play with them. They were the best feeling in the world. Poker chips is going to be tough to beat. Poker chips.
Mm-hmm. Poker chips?
I wish I thought of it. It's my personal one seed, I think. Thinking about it, they are fucking fun.
Mm-hmm.
Sound.
The weight, even?
Sound and the weight. And the feel of the clay.
I want to take a bite. Yeah.
Yeah.
Dip it in guac.
Yeah, super satisfying. Make a fucking Cracker Stack or Lunchable or an Oreo out of them. The Game Boy, I wouldn't say, fits in your hand.
The SP does.
Yeah, the SP's really small. It, like, folds up, so you get
square one.
Yeah.
First one with a backlight.
Mm-hmm.
I'm still going. Poker Chips is a phenomenal entry.
Forgot about that stupid fucking lamp you had to... And they
would just drain the battery.
Yeah. I feel like Grouch also shouldn't say who won or whose submission was till the end.
Yeah,
we're saying that does
saying only who lost, right?
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's it. Tommy only had the losing submission there in money. So Tommy
and the losing submission for Pete.
I'll go poker chips, I guess. Yeah, I mean, if this is a things to fiddle with competition, poker chips is going to be hard to beat.
I don't know. I think it's just like what fits in my hand and what I like having in my hand. And poker chips.
I like that reason. Poker chips.
Yeah. Poker chips going to advance. Now we have the 1 versus the 16, the 16 seed chain. And again, in the chain, we are going to say who had what. We'll start out with the titular Che, the queen chess piece.
Yep. I was hoping Francis would be in here for this one. Francis and I play chess once in a while. There are a few people I play chess with in the office. Very, the queen's the best piece, obviously, in chess. The king you have to protect, but the queen's the ultimate killer. So for you to be moving the queen is something's on the move. So
there was a point for like a month where I would play Che in that chess game was, chess app.
Chess with Friends or chess.com, whatever.
I would play him, and I used a bot to beat him every single time.
Didn't tell him. Che, what did you think?
I was like, wow, Kendrick is really good.
I think I played you like 10 times, beat you every time pretty quickly, and you're just like, what the fuck is happening?
Yeah.
And I didn't tell him until like a year later.
That's hilarious.
Told me like a couple.
Did that affect like the trajectory of your chess playing excursion?
No, it goes in and out. I used to be big into the apps, and then
If I lost 10 in a row to Kendrick, I would quit whatever it was.
Jesus Christ!
Like, all right, like, I'm not going to play Kendrick. Yeah, I mean, I still had other people that I would
play. It was
like
an anime trivia competition.
Yeah. Be fine. I'd be fine losing that to Ken Jack.
I don't think of it. I had a stranger I was playing for like 2 years in a row, like several times a day, and I totally forgot about him until right now. But I like the board, like physical in person chess, a lot better. So I brought a board in. And
plus, when you get somebody else's queen, it's cool.
I've been playing chess against strangers in the park.
No, you haven't.
Have you really?
You're never not confident. Don't say I've been doing it. You've been done it.
I've done it three times in the last week.
Are they great? Did they just kill you? Or are they?
Oh yeah, it was last Saturday night. I was in Washington Square Park. While
I always pass them every
and he
morning.
He sat down. He's like, "Yeah, I'm going to beat you bad." And I was very intoxicated at the time.
You approached him.
Well, I mean,
to pay him.
He's like sitting at a table with the chessboard.
It's expensive
board in front
as fuck.
$10.
$10 for him to whoop your ass.
But then
it was like winner gets $10.
Okay.
Oh yeah.
But
you knew he was gonna beat you.
And then this week when I was in Minnesota, I did data myself. They had a little life size chess board.
I mean, life size, regular.
No, like big.
Life size.
Like big. I don't know. Like you would have moved. You know what I mean? Like you would have stand up to play.
Okay.
Like human they were big ass pieces. Yeah human size.
The size of one Tommy did.
And I played this guy, lost to him twice.
That's got to be demoralizing to lose in giant chess.
Yeah, well, and I was getting root, like they were cheering against me too. He had like his friend there.
Oh, that's rough. So queen chess piece. Next, Twitter reminded me, I'm surprised none of us really picked it, the tungsten cube.
Oh wow!
Tungsten cube. Like we have multiple ones. Like I have the die, which is super tiny. But then like the 2x2 one that I think Austin has.
That's mine.
That's yours. Yeah. It's really nice to hold. Nick had your lover's hand.
Who?
Unmatched.
You're saying who on Chains?
Unmatchable.
Did we not say who on Chains? I don't fucking know.
I think we say who.
Outshine is the number one frozen fruit bar brand in America. And once you try them, it's easy to see why. Their fruit bars and mini fruit pops are made with real fruit or fruit juice using simple ingredients you can pronounce. That means no high fructose corn syrup and no artificial colors or flavors. Outshine bars are gluten-free and even a good source of vitamin C. And the flavor lineup It's stacked. We're talking strawberry, mango, coconut, watermelon, pineapple, cherry, you name it, there's something for whatever you're craving. You've got classic fruit bars, mini fruit pops, and fruit blends that swirl multiple flavors together. Think pina colada, cherry limeade, and more. Find your new favorite refreshing snack, Outshine, at retailers nationwide.
And so,
you're the one who fucking suggested it.
Yeah, I know, but then I said, oh, maybe we don't.
So you're
I just feel like a lot of the fun of the banter is, oh, what an awful suggestion this person did. So we don't want to lose that.
Okay, I won't tell you the next one who did the next one. Tell me, guess who said it. A gram of MDMA.
Kyle.
Maybe. Yeah.
Yeah, that's going to be impossible to beat.
Yeah. Okay, try and guess this.
Queen chess piece.
A frog.
Oh, clever.
Kyle?
Yeah, it was me, yeah.
Frogs are awesome.
Nice, they give you warts.
Yeah, like when I was a kid, we lived near a pond, and I would go and try to catch the frogs. A frog is just the cool to look at. What's that now?
The one you crawled out of. Start of time.
No. The frog is awesome to look at. They have like cool, like bumpy skin. They sometimes different colors. And I just think frogs are cool. Like, I think frogs are, the question was, what is the greatest thing to have in your hand? And for me, one of the greatest things, I think frogs are pretty great.
Frogs, a filet mignon.
What?
That's Che. And?
No, not Che.
Tommy?
No.
You?
You?
No.
Gooch?
No.
Francis?
No.
Clemmer?
Clemmer.
Yeah, filet mignon. Now, a porterhouse is the best steak, but if you're eating steak by yourself, my favorite steak is a filet mignon. It's a really, really good meal.
You don't put it in your hand.
No, but it can fit in your hand.
I think part of this bracket is like the hand has to be associated to how good it is.
That's fair. The question, when I read it, I'm not in the group chat, so I'm on my own island.
Add him to the fucking group
chat. But y'all know I'm not on the show permanently, so I shouldn't be. But
add him to the show permanently.
The steak does fit in your hand. Yeah. So
I want to see you eating a steak like an apple next time.
No, I wouldn't. I treat a steak with respect.
Make us steaks tomorrow.
Yeah, come on.
What the fuck? Sounds like you know what you're doing. Sounds like you love steaks.
We're going to Food Town on the way over there. We can stop in there. You can get what you want.
Food Town?
That's the supermarket we have.
That is such the grocery store name on Roosevelt Island.
Food Town?
Food Town. You live in a fake town.
You'll be there tomorrow.
Holy shit. A golden kiwi.
Oh, my God.
I wasn't going to say who said it.
It's me, and it's my new favorite fruit.
A golden kiwi.
Just surpassed mango, not even within a week.
Out of gooseberries?
That was never my favorite. That was good, but golden kiwi is so good.
What? But, like...
It is so good.
You have to get you have to take the skin off?
Yeah.
That's a pain.
It kind of is. The point. It's not going to win this round.
A covert clicker.
Yes. Wow. Even if it didn't work.
Whoa.
Thrill of having that. That's something that's in your palm.
Yes. Tiny. It was. I turned off the TVs in class.
So it's an old prank website, and it's supposed to control any television. So like, I would bring it to like a local sports bar and try to change the NFL game, and I would do it like way too late, but it would work.
You have to find the brand of the television, and then you enter a 3-digit code.
Uh-huh.
And then
it would break. Its lifespan was like a week or two, but when it worked, it was really such
How many covert clickers did you buy?
Just two.
I had a couple, and I would turn off the TV in advisory class, like the student news.
Oh, it was the best.
So what happened at the bar? What was the reaction?
Like I said, every time I tried to do it to like be an inconvenience for people watching a football game, it was too late. Because like you had to like keep clicking it. So, yeah.
I had a Casio watch that was a calculator but also a remote. So you could enter the code on the calculator.
Those would still play.
Big. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It would.
Big game.
Covert clicker. And then the last one is a fork.
You can that's against me somehow. This is someone's fucking with me.
Why?
Because you guys know I hate metal.
Oh.
Metal.
When we were in Nashua with Clemmer, Kyle had a fork and knife, and Clemmer's like, don't touch those together.
So Big mistake, because he told me that before I even did it.
I said, please don't.
It was so premature, and it was so, like, scolding.
And so Kyle was just doing it. It was one of the biggest verbal arguments I've ever seen between two people.
Over a fork, so try and guess who picked it.
Probably Kyle.
Nope.
I had three of the most pleasurable things of
Nick.
This brack.
Certainly not Che.
I think was it me?
It was you?
I don't.
I think that's a decent pick. I think.
Yeah, I mean, it's useful.
It's definitely useful. I don't think it's a horrible pick, but maybe
you need a fucking fork to eat.
So technically, that doesn't fit. The whole thing doesn't fit in. It's
well, that's
of fishing
why
rod
I said I don't really get. I didn't get what we were doing here.
Right, I'm on the same page as you.
All right, so we'll go through the options again, and then we'll pick. Tommy, you'll go first. Queen chess piece, tungsten cube, your lover's hand, gram of MDMA, frog, filet mignon, golden kiwi, covert clicker, or fork.
I mean, I just found out about it, but the covert clicker sounds hilarious.
That sounds awesome.
Sounds like
it?
A great prank, and it makes me kind of want to get one. So yeah. I'm going to go with that.
Covert clicker?
I'm going to do that as well. I think it's perfect for the hand.
Another for covert clicker?
It's your lover's hand.
It's your
lover's. It'll get you through scary times, good times. Watching a movie, grab that thing. Mm-hmm. Walking through the park, grab it. You're asleep, grab it. Well, get you through any time.
One for your lover's hand.
Yeah, frog. Frogs are awesome. I think they're really cool, and they're a great thing to have in your hand.
Frog.
Lover's hand is a great practical suggestion, but covert clicker sounds really fun.
That sounds really fun.
Yeah.
So, covert clicker.
So, to rehash you, Francis, for this episode, because we're going to give whoever has the winning suggestion essentially the belt for this week, we're not announcing who picked what.
Oh, cool.
To give you the heads up. But for the chain game purposes, we did. So, covert clicker is going up against the number one seed. We're going to say cold, ice cold drink, but there was one from Gooch, one from Shane, one for Tommy, which I guess is going against what I'm saying. So we need to, but we need to pick one option here.
What?
Okay. There's three of these to be there.
But you weren't supposed to say who submitted.
Yeah, I realized it after I said it, but too late. Ice cold drink is going to be the submission here, but we need to pick one. Which one specifically? So a beer after mowing the lawn, a bottled beer, or just blanket alcoholic beverage. Which one of these do we want? We can just do quick census. Which one of these do you want to go? As represent ice cold drink.
Lawn
beer.
I was going to say alcoholic beverage, just in general.
Yeah.
Alcoholic?
Yeah.
We'll do alcoholic beverage. So alcoholic beverage versus the covert clicker. Francis.
I'm so sorry. I don't know what the covert clicker is.
Oh, my God.
It is a gadget.
We're missing out. We just learned about it 5 minutes ago.
A piece of technology. A prank tech. You could fit it in your palm. Yeah. You can veil the entire thing with a fist, and you can change the clicker of any television.
Like you could
change the channel.
Oh, you could change this TV's channel.
Universal remote.
Yeah. Wow. Well, that sows disruption and makes a lot of people unhappy. So I'm going to go with the drink.
One for the drink.
I'm going to go with the covert clicker. It sounds like a good gag. I mean, but alcohol's good, but I'm going with the covert clicker.
You guys like the thing in the can, the cold can. The colder it is, the harder it is to hold. It's unpleasurable. It hurts. It's painful. And a draft beer is better. So.
We just said, alcoholic beverage.
Over clicker.
Covert clicker.
You're in pain holding a drink?
Holding an ice cold drink? Yeah, 10 seconds in.
It's been sober. How many days?
Zero.
Oh.
Starting today.
Hand me a high noon, Kyle. Thanks, man. I love those. The covert clicker was awesome. So many people had them.
I didn't know anyone else.
Yeah, me, Casey Hancock, you, I think Bo Chukta.
yeah, it's not fair, though, yeah.
What's not fair?
Why? We're like four diamonds in the rough in our area, yeah.
Yeah, you're right. That's the, yeah, God jam. Chukta is a beast.
A dirt bike,
beast. Dirt bike so well.
Casey is self-explanatory.
Yeah, yeah. He won the 5K Ogden in Wheeling, and in second place was a blind guy. Somebody leading him.
Jesus. So did both of them win?
That's a big race.
No, not the 5K.
Oh.
Blind guy came in second.
Wheeling like it's fucking Narnia.
Yeah.
It is.
Yeah.
So the guy leading the blind guy, did he also win?
No, because I guess he wasn't a participant in the race.
Sucks.
Yeah.
So you're going with covert clicker?
I was in Miss Nichols' class, and I turned it off, and it was like this old rickety TV up on like, you know, attached to the wall in the corner. She had such a hard time because she was like this tall, and then I found out that she was my aunt at a family reunion. I was tormenting this woman every lunch period.
So you're going covert?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Climber?
Yeah, hot day. It's a cold drink. I never enjoyed the covert.
Knew where this one was going.
Yeah.
That's right. So I'm going to go with the cold drink. No thanks.
Jay, let's.
I love a cold drink, but I also love a good gag, and Covert Clicker sounds like a perfect gag.
Covert Clicker, gonna move on. All right, before we get to the other side.
Anybody else? Alone?
I got
coffee,
one.
Man.
Oh, yeah.
Nice, cheers. Before we get to the other side, let's hear from 3Chi. All right, let's talk about 3Chi, one of our favorite sponsors. Of all the things in life, one of the best has to be getting high whenever you want and without paranoia of consuming some sketchy black market bunk, and there's a lot of that out there. So what's the best way to do that? With 3Chi, of course. 3Chi has the highest quality cannabis product, from other delicious Delta 9 edibles to their industry-leading Delta 8 products to their new line of Delta 9O vapes and everything in between for racing fans and for cannabis vaping enthusiasts. One of those words. But there's more. They're introducing a new Kyle Kush disposable vape that pays homage to NASCAR driver Kyle Busch. You get it. It's a rhyme. And it's with this potent blend of Delta H, HHC, THCP, and CBC. This disposable vape is designed to deliver an exhilarating vaping experience that you won't forget. So, what are you waiting for? Race to 3Chi.com and order your Kyle Kush disposable vape today. And while you're out there, grab other Kyle Kush merch and Kyle Kush merch. It's a tough one. And even some extra gummies as well. So Lights, Camera, Barstool listeners get an exclusive 15% discount on all 3Chi premium THC products. Go to 3Chi.com and use promo code LIGHTS15 to get 15% off your order. You must be 21 or older to purchase. Please use responsibly. Thanks to 3Chi. All right, now we got the 6 versus 11, the 6 seed. We're going to have to pick a ball. So there's a bunch of balls submitted.
There's one winner and I submitted it.
So the first option, wiffle ball. Second option, football. Third option, pickleball plus paddle.
Nope.
baseball, nope. And racquetball.
Yes.
So among those,
come on.
Among those options, let's say, Jay, which one do you want? Wiffleball, football, pickleball, racquetball, baseball.
I feel like racquetball is the squishiest and like gives the most bounce back, but I gotta go football. Just twirling that thing around. Holding it, tucking it, give me the football.
Football?
Oh, baseball. The stitches, the smell, it's perfect.
Racquetball would win my personal bracket of best items.
Yeah.
Mm. It is, you're the coolest
this is insane
guy.
That racquetball is
you're a... walking down the street. It's iconic.
It's like a
perfect size. Bounce it off a wall. You could play so many games with it. It's the perfect ball.
I think they're thinking...
Racquetball is my least favorite thing to do with the ball.
Is it just a handball, basically?
How many people would you say are in solitary confinement?
Oh, it's just a handball.
10,000? 10,000 out of 10,000 would pick the racquetball.
They're
if they had, if they could have one item to have fun with their like 15 minutes.
We're not in solitary.
That's a good pull there from him. And it's
the most fun that you can have. What are you going to do with an individual baseball? With
I walk around the office all day holding it.
Just hold it.
Rubs it on his face.
What about a pink Spalding? Dare I throw
Spalding?
That? Spalding? Like, that's similar
it's
to
a little
racquetball?
Bit larger. Racquetball's a little bit smaller, but it's a similar bounce.
The bounce.
Yes.
Kyle, have you seen The Great Escape?
Steve no. McQueen.
Oh, it's a classic. He's throwing a baseball in solitary confinement.
Yes, thank you.
He's not having fun.
Well, oh.
It doesn't bounce.
So having it's what you can do with a racquetball?
You ever played butt ball?
Yes.
No.
Oh.
You ever played butt ball?
That was a thing.
Butts up, yeah. Throw it against the wall.
Against the wall, and then you have to run, and then you have to beam him in the butt.
Yeah, it's a good
one.
Solitary confinement also way longer than 15 minutes.
It's like, your free time.
Okay, yeah.
All you have is free time.
Like an hour?
But if you're in the cell, I'd be bouncing
they
that.
Give you like an hour to play, like throw things against a wall.
Say none of your time is actually free.
Holy shit.
Wait, they give you an hour to throw
I think
a ball
they give you maybe less. You get to like play in like a little squared off room where you can like throw shit against the wall.
Get steps in, yeah.
All right. So you're going to pick racquetball as well?
Yeah, I mean, if racquetball were to say a general bouncy ball like that, that's definitely the option.
Sure. And Francis?
Yeah, I'll go with racquetball.
You smell funny.
Like rubber?
Yeah, it's a weird smell. Like a tennis ball is more preferable than a racquetball.
Tennis ball strong great. Disagree.
Mm-hmm. No. Tennis ball smell is better.
As soon as that thing gets mucked up, it's done for.
That's true.
Yeah. Racquetball's so clean.
They don't have the same bounce either. They don't have the same bounce. Yeah.
No.
Okay, so we have the racquetball up against the number 11 seed.
Write down one for racquetball.
What? It's racquetball?
Yeah.
Doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter.
Deck of cards.
Ooh.
Just sitting there going, shh, shh. Deck of cards. Jay.
I love shuffling decks of cards. I do like bouncing balls, though. I'm going to go deck of cards just because, I'm a pretty good shuffler. I can do it one hand to the other. Little in the middle, a couple big stuff. Yeah, give me the racquetball. Or, sorry, the deck of cards.
Deck of cards?
We can also do some card tricks.
We're talking solitary confinement. Give me a deck of cards over a fucking racquetball any day of the week. Deck of cards.
Two for a deck of cards.
Deck of cards would have my vote, but they are too easily broken. Like, you could bend a card, they get beat up. It is fun. There's a learning curve. There's no learning curve for the racquetball. It's instinct. It's pure instinct. Give me racquetball here. But it's closer than I thought it would ever be.
One for racket.
We're talking hand, not hands. I never saw someone enjoy a deck of cards with one hand. Racquetball.
Racquetball?
Shuffle.
That's a good-ass point. and also, I think, like, you kind of need other... If we're talking solitary confinement, you could only play solitaire, basically.
It's better than throwing a ball around.
I disagree.
Oh, I don't know.
Solitaire is very boring. So I'm going to go with... Racquetball.
Why is it always solitary confinement?
I don't know. All I can think of now, too.
This is now the bracket of items you'd want in solitaire.
Yeah.
Right.
It's a good-ass episode.
That's actually a good bracket.
Right? Let's save that for another week.
And also, if any of us ended up in prison, we'd be a problem.
Don't say the word. Don't.
No, I'm saying we would be a problem, okay. So we would need to be put into solitary confinement for the safety of others.
Which one are you picking, Francis?
You think we would be the...
Aggressors?
Aggressors?
The purrs?
Oh, I'm causing issues.
You're fucking...
Well, I don't know about that. I'm just fomenting problems.
You think you would be so tantalizing?
I would tell the neo-Nazis that the other group had been talking shit about them. And then I would tell the other group that the neo-Nazis had been talking shit... And then I'd sit back and watch as the brawl ensued.
It would just get good intel and both stab you.
Yeah.
They're not great at communicating with each other.
Isn't that what you do with Mean Girls?
What?
No.
What are you talking about?
You got to keep going.
What? Oh, no. I was just fucking around because you wrote the blog. That's all.
I don't really understand.
I'm just teasing you.
But how would that even?
That's fine.
Teasing. He's teasing.
But finish the tease.
Yeah, you got to finish the tease.
That was it.
You got to keep adding to it.
For the sake of this conversation,
you got to keep going.
Tease. That's the nature of a tease.
You need the tease.
Thank you.
You don't see the end of the movie in a teaser trailer.
It's not even a tease. It's just that wasn't even a tease. That was just a tease.
He got teased. He did get. That's a successful tease.
Look at that.
Incredible. Tease.
You have them wanting more. It's like a
multi-level. Oh my god! That was the best tease ever.
Oh, I deserved it.
By definition,
because all of us were confused.
Yeah, that's the nature of a tease.
No, it's not.
Yes, the nature of a tease is we want it more. We all want it more.
No, a tease should end in come on, not
yes.
What? Yeah. Not excuse.
We all ask for more.
Pardon?
I said, keep going. He's like, no.
That's a tease.
I've never had a lady pretend like we were about to fool around and then me be like, I'm so confused right now. Can you explain that move?
Or what a tease.
That was incredible.
He's the king of the tease.
So successful one of her.
I think what you're saying is that you're saying that I...
Oh, no.
I blog on behalf of the Mean Girls.
Don't say a word. Don't say a word.
But that I also shit on them.
Don't.
Nothing gets by you, Francis.
Oh.
Is that what you meant? If that's the point he's making, then that's a good point.
I think it is.
That's a good point, and I'm glad I got it so that I can honor your tease.
Doug too deep.
I was on your side until the nothing gets by you.
But doesn't whose side?
I was on your side, and a clever dropped a nothing gets by you, and I said, oh, no.
Oh, he's mad at me.
Wait, what did you do?
I don't know why.
Distancing myself from that.
No, that was good. That was better than I thought, because I thought you just meant that I defend them.
Yeah,
and then I was like, well, that doesn't have any correlation to the prison yard metaphor we just used.
You never just say something sometimes just to make someone uncomfortable and have them wiggle around a little bit.
So Francis, the racquetball, the cards.
what's better to have in your hand?
Yes.
In solitary confinement. Oh,
that out of the I like to fool around with cards. I like to shuffle them, do the bridge. I wonder if you'd be able, given enough time with no real instruction in a solitary confinement, to figure out card tricks.
Ooh.
Would you be able to do the kind of crazy thing that like magicians do where they go like that? You know what I'm talking about?
I feel like I would.
Don't you look at me anymore. Hurt me. Hurt me.
I'm agreeing with you.
No. You've buried me, and I want nothing from you. You hurt my feelings.
I'm sorry, Frank.
What's Clemmer's lifetime record against you?
Oh. Hi. I don't know that I've... have we ever...
okay, we're tied up. Goochman, racquetball, deck of cards.
I'm going to go with deck of cards. I love the feeling of a deck of cards in my hand. Taking them out to... I like to bring a deck out to the bar sometimes. Very fun.
One more thing. They make a great sound.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Who do racquetball?
Sound is so good.
Who submitted racquetball?
Racquetball was both KB and I think someone else.
It was me.
But a racquetball.
You submitted it? Yeah, what an item. Thing.
A racquetball has one sound. A deck of cards has range.
Mm-hmm. Deck of cards going to move on. Number 3 seed
That's
versus.
That's a great submission, whoever did that.
Yeah. 3 seed versus the 14.
You tell me?
No, I thought it was you the way you said that.
No.
What, for a deck of cards?
Yeah.
I was a racquetball guy.
I'm not going to say who did it. 3 seed versus the 14th seed. 3 seed. There was a lot of food items that we could have had on here, and there's one more, I think, left after this. But cheeseburger. Or just burger of any kind. It's a handheld meat sandwich that's hot off the... No one else had one.
Sandwich.
Meat sandwich.
That's a burger, yeah.
It's
not. You could have a fucking... You could have a roast beef sandwich.
So, pork.
Turkey sandwich.
If anybody had submitted a competing meat sandwich, I would have had it on here. But cheeseburger was the only one there. So
I'd like a meat
sandwich. One meat sandwich, please.
Handheld, please.
Yeah. I'll do a one.
Any
meat
preference? No. Feeler's choice.
It's like a steamed ham thing. And that's going up as number of 14 seed. Puppies was the option.
Puppies can't fit in your hand.
Can when you're really
they can.
Small ones.
Yeah, but like that would suck.
We had a puppy.
Yeah,
my
puppy
dog was 6 weeks. He could fit in my hand.
Mm-hmm.
That's no fun.
That's no fun.
He just like sucked a lot and peed and pooped everywhere. He was cool.
I thought you said he sucked a lot.
That's what I heard too.
I can't speak today. Apparently,
Clemmer fucks dogs.
No, I do not. I do not. This is
lifts their tail.
You're just lashing out at me right now.
That's not a lash. That's a tease.
Don't get mad at me because you alienated half the office. Don't get mad.
He purposely got like a Roddy one with no tail.
You're getting teased. No, he said that to him, but
don't fall for it, Tommy. He'll get you.
That's so awesome because you can have a joke that misses now and then just be like, I gotcha.
But it landed so much harder because it missed. I needed to make sense of it, and I thus put myself in a casket.
And then he
tied a bow because I finished it for him.
Cheeseburger versus puppies. Let's do Francis first.
That's our puppy.
He can't fit in your hand.
Okay, I'll find him even smaller.
Show the picture.
You did immediately
get
the smallest one.
It. Clemmer's going to fuck it.
I don't fuck puppies.
Your bestiality monster.
No.
Puppy is going to win for me every time. I mean, what's better than a fucking puppy? Are you kidding? I love puppies. Mm-hmm. I like Clemmer, though.
Not a fan of meat sandwiches?
Yeah. I am. What about puppy beats it for me?
Tommy.
I mean, puppies are great, but if it's a puppy that can fit in your hand, it's probably pretty boring. I feel like at that stage, you can't really play with it. You can't run around too much. It's just going to sit there. Yeah, I mean, you're using your arm and body as well.
How small do you need this dog to fucking be?
Small enough where Clemmer can't try it.
Nope.
Yeah, still can't fit in your hand.
Yeah. Yep.
Hey, it couldn't even come close to fitting in his hand.
I'm not a Zen guy, and I just did one, and it's fucking
All right, I'll do one too. I guess I'll do.
Yeah, are they 3%?
I just did it for the. I gave nicotine up 50 days, and it sucks. Yeah, I don't know why I ever did it.
I'm doing it just because Kyle did it, and I like Kyle, and I was feeling really trapped from the whole thing Clemmer did. So
drove you to drugs.
Now I'm trying to medicate.
I'm choosing to an addiction.
That is addiction, and it is a constant tease.
Constant tease.
Tease.
Yeah. So you're going with the cheeseburger?
Yeah, I love a cheeseburger, any meat sandwich in one hand. Just eat it with one hand.
Cheeseburger.
Yeah, so Clemmer's grilling burgers for us tomorrow.
I'm just excited
to just be around the guys, beer in one hand, burger in the other. It is a great, it fits the hand. The hand perfectly. Yeah. It's an ergonomic sandwich. Mm-hmm. It's perfect burger.
So excited for Clemmer burgers.
Mm. Oh, they're going to be good.
He's mean on the grill too, apparently. Nice. Damn good.
Ever?
So, I mean, Jimmy Buffett has a song, Cheeseburger in Paradise. I mean, that shows you that it's a great thing. I can't have
hands, Tommy.
That, there's no. Do you think this could fit in his hand?
No, Francis. It could fit in your lap.
You guys are going to be bad parents.
I can't have cheese. I'll have diarrhea. So I have to say hamburger I can have. So, but we said burger, right?
It's a hot meat sandwich.
Hot meat sandwich.
If you pick straight hamburger, no.
Yeah, I would not want the hamburger. I would want the cheeseburger person.
I like a hamburger better because I thought I won't get sick. So I'll but meat sandwich, if that's the thing, then meat sandwich.
Okay.
I like dogs, but if it's a puppy that can fit in your hand, that stinks. Because all it'll do is just kind of nip at you and like have these little squealy yaps.
I love small dogs.
No, thank you. Cheeseburger.
Cheeseburger, cheeseburger to move on. And this person who picked puppies was... Oh, that was a very early Twitter one that got a lot of likes. So,
happens if a Twitter submission wins?
They get
that person trophy, gets the pick, right?
And that person gets the trophy. I'll have to send it to him. Number 7 seed versus 10 seed, the last food edition, slice of pizza. I'm not gonna say who had it. I'm reminding myself because I keep doing it, and that's going up against the number 10 seed, joint blunt marijuana. We'll just say smoking paraphernalia.
That's my vote. Yeah, it's this.
Instantly.
And also, a slice of pizza, you can hold it,
yes,
but it doesn't fit in your hand.
Tommy's going to have an issue with a slice of pizza if he didn't think dogs could fit in your hand.
I mean, all slices of pizza are smaller than the dog you've been showing.
That's not true. No, that's not true.
We'll show them on the YouTube.
Big version. Slices of pizza.
I guess, yeah. If we're talking the world's largest slice of pizza.
Jay?
Why don't you throw those
I'm
in?
I'm not a drug guy, so I'll go pizza.
Not a drug
Kyle.
Guy.
Kyle, Zen for Tommy.
I really don't want to.
Take the rest. This shit sucks.
I don't even like how it makes me feel.
How many milligrams is that?
3.
I'm feeling
Clemmer took
awful.
I had a 6 and I threw up in like
3
minutes.
Threw up at the bar. Ugh, it was disgusting. Please don't throw up tomorrow when you're cooking for us.
I will not be cooking for you and I will not be throwing up because I'm not going to have any of those.
I forgot about that.
Clemmer, if you win the belt, do you wonder if it will have a setting small enough to put around your neck while you beat off thinking of dogs?
Really, really trying there, huh, buddy?
Oh, no!
I just thought that's what we were doing here. Thought it was
Jesus.
Thought it was fun.
Oh, man.
He's got a family.
Who, me?
Oh, no, you don't.
I don't know if you're talking about him or not.
Oh, that's fair, but... I have a picture of Clemmer right after he puked at that.
Nah,
point.
We don't.
Oh,
need
I was
show
in
that.
Rough shape. I was in rough shape. Yeah, that was not
got
good.
You coming back from the garbage, if I remember correctly.
Yeah, I puked in the. I couldn't even make it to the bathroom in time. I had to puke at the garbage next to the bar.
No, I have it.
It was a terrible situation. I never had a Zim before. I'm never going to have one again. It's not for me.
Find it. It's in here somewhere.
Oh, I don't do that.
Come on, on camera.
Everybody's doing it.
No, it's a no. I didn't like it. It made my feet feel heavy too.
What?
Like it made me feel it. Like it made my feet feel really heavy right before I threw up. I don't know. It was weird. I'm sorry. What is it again?
You have slice of pizza versus smoking paraphernalia.
Yeah, I like gummies more than like smoke, but like still, like a pizza doesn't fit in your hand. That's a bad submission. Whoever did that's a fool. I'm gonna go with the smoking a joint. That's fine, I guess.
Do you like? Are you a weed guy?
I like gummies a lot. Nice. I don't like smoking stuff.
Hmm.
Fair enough.
Feeling lucky. You should be. Meet the new Lucky One sweet tea from Miss Peaches, the vodka drink that's positively doing good. Made with real tea and real vodka, non-carbonated, 100 calories. And here's the scoop. Their new sweet tea is the only vodka-based sweet tea on the market. Simple ingredients in a smooth, full flavor that makes it taste just like the real sweet tea.
Best part? Every Can helps rescue dogs find their forever homes as they work to a goal of donating $1 million to dog rescues in 2026. So if you love true sweet tea, this one's a no-brainer. Pick up a Lucky One sweet tea today and give back one can at a time.
I don't like either of these things. Oh, no, I like pizza. But it's not really... I'm going pizza here.
Another one pizza. For pizza. 2-1.
Nice.
AB.
Joint.
Joint. Easy. You did have easy. A very gut reaction, like a large gut reaction.
It's perfect for this bracket. I mean, if a pizza fits in your hand, then like so does a gun.
A gummy can fit in your hand.
Or a puppy.
All right.
Look at Tommy.
A grandma slice would probably fit in your hand. But I'm going to go with blunt joint, whatever.
Blunt joint.
I love to choke. I love a good choke.
Francis.
Yeah, there's that you know, I've never been a cig guy at all, but I do like weed, and when you can really enjoy a joint in the right setting, that tactile kind of, that's satisfying. Especially, I like a circle with the right people where you're passing it around, but having one to yourself and just really being like, I'll smoke a third of this. Okay, I'm good. Put in a little thing. That's nice.
Let's bring some weed to Clemmer's dinner party tomorrow night.
Yeah.
Oh, good idea.
Can't smoke in the room. You can obviously smoke.
That's hot. We will.
Clemmer.
You can't. I'll have security escort. Yeah, that's all.
Can I come to the dinner?
It's a tungsten meetup.
It's a tungsten meetup.
Yeah, sorry.
We can vote you in.
We can vote you in.
Yeah. You'd have to buy the card. $100.
Are you interested in joining the Tungsten Federation?
Would it? I frankly was trying to set you up to bury me again.
I
invited myself, and I expected you to be like,
we're
no.
We're a welcoming bunch.
And we'd be happy. I'd vote for you.
Books aren't closed yet.
No.
Right?
No.
How long does it take to get those cards?
A week.
Roughly.
Oh, see, I won't have it in time.
We have to still have to vote
you
in. You
have to be voted in at a meeting.
I don't want to put myself up for that vote.
You have my vote.
I'd vote for you.
I'd vote for you, too.
We'll discuss this tomorrow night over Clemmer's hot dogs and burgers.
No. You over the nice, room that I rented out for you guys. That's where we'll discuss it.
Yeah, and the grill too.
I'm excited to get with all you guys and fucking starve.
Yeah. You guys can order out. You can order.
Oh man,
I can't do it without spitting, and I know you're not supposed to.
Tommy and Fran, you guys are lasting like bull riders.
I'm just an idiot. I'm not good at that.
I still have it in. That was a spit.
I started reeling from it.
It does suck. I
can't reel anything anymore.
Where the fuck are we?
The only time that I can do those is if I'm drinking. Because then it all blends together.
It feels so good.
Kind of, yeah.
I know I got a good picture this summer. I really want to find it, and I can't. It's pissing me off.
Probably in the Boston chat.
Yeah. Okay, so now we have the number 2 versus the 15. Number 2 seed. It's a boring one. Oh, and by the way, before I forget, slice of pizza was Tommy's.
Yeah, I'm Italian.
Pizza, money, penis.
Pizza fits in your hand. The fucking slice of grandma pies fits in your hand.
It was basic.
A lot of losers going to Tommy. Number 2 seed versus the 15 seed. The 2 seed is the phone. Just simple.
Wow, I didn't even think of that, and that's what I was like holding right
while you wrote it.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that's going up against number 15 seed. Kind of similar to the covert clicker, just a remote. Remote control was one of the
worst.
Last ones to make it.
I don't know. Having that watching TV is a really real position of power.
It is.
Without the TV, it's nothing, though.
Yeah. Francis, we'll start with you. You want the remote or the phone?
I mean, phone.
One for the phone.
Can you?
Phone, easy.
You going after?
What? I was wondering if you guys just cut me completely from this whole podcast. I've only been here 5 minutes. It's been the worst experience I've had.
Only once walked off.
Recording at Barstool.
I did walk off, yeah.
What happened just now?
Just everything since I've sat down. It's
spiraling.
A nightmare.
Yeah.
Let me laugh.
I can just mute you.
No. Delete me. Remove me.
How much did it cost you to rent that room tomorrow night?
Stop.
I feel like it's way less than we think it is.
It's got to be
like
nothing.
$10?
Yeah, it's got to. I feel like he's not saying because he wants
it. It's got to be $10.
Take the over.
It's $10.
Take the over?
Take the over.
On $10.
Was it $100?
Was it $20?
I'm not going to.
$20. It was $20. It was.
I'll put it this way. It was more than you guys thought and way more than I would have thought. I got sticker shock for it. Are you fucking kidding me? In my building?
$20?
$250.
That's close.
Oh my God.
What?
Oh.
It was pricey. And you're not going to grill?
What a waste.
Go all out.
Jesus Christ. Tommy, phone or remote?
You know, I could have helped you with that.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
What's that now?
I could have helped you with that expensive cost. I would have been able to come in and say, hey,
thank you.
Split it with you.
I didn't need to, you know, to get a
loan. Every time I've been to yours, you grill.
I do. I do
the
grill.
Big green egg.
Big meat sandwiches.
Maybe we could have it at Francis's place next time.
We lost our outdoor space.
Oh, there you go.
Had to downsize.
Yeah. Maybe you couldn't help me out with this thing.
I could still send you money.
Tommy?
Okay. Thank you.
Phone.
Ooh, another for phone.
Are you done with that coffee, Kendrick? Can I spit in it?
Yeah. Go ahead.
You make it seem like a zin is this big.
No, I'm with Tommy. The second I put that thing in my mouth, started fucking gushing.
No, but Tommy makes it seem like it's bigger than it is. It's a covert. I can't tell you have something in your mouth.
I took it out.
Oh, but Tommy, you like purse both your lips.
I'm a fucking tough ass dude.
KB, phone or remote?
The phone could be on airplane mode in grayscale, covered in raindrops, and it would still take the remote to the gates of Mercy Town.
Gates of Mercy?
The phone's going to win.
Phone. Nick.
Yeah, this is not even close. It's the phone.
It's the phone. Clemmer.
Yeah, a remote without a television is nothing. It's the phone.
The phone, Jay.
All right, the fucking remote was mine. It just,
yeah, the remote was
down. Kidding me? No.
But listen, I have one still alive, too.
This is the worst idea.
Could end up as the chain.
Because they played each other.
Hold on. This is... I was not going to credit it to you because you didn't give it to me first.
Oh, fuck. Who gave you a remote? Oh, yeah. Remote's not a bad pick.
Oh my God! What a number of self-titled.
You got Smoker's voice from the Zin.
You got Black Lung from the Zin.
I'm just fucking chilling, bro.
Black Lung,
pop loser.
So now we can go into the playoffs. Clicky Pen versus Boobs.
A debate as old as time.
Jace,
how many times have you walked into a bar and heard it? Are you a tit man or a pet or a pick G2? A pilot G2 man.
You see the fucking clicky pens on those chicks?
Oh my God. Imagine if nipples had those.
Yeah. You just pop it in the nipple. Jay?
I really want to vote clicky pens, but I mean, you can't against boobs. I can't do it.
Mm-hmm. Clicky pen. Poor clicky pen. Boobs. Clemmer?
Fit in your hand thing, though. I mean, the clicky pen is a hand. I'm going to go with the clicky pen.
One for the clicky pen?
Yeah.
Not even close for me, clicky pen. The zebra one, the one that's like half plastic, half metal, even like unscrewing it, fiddling with the spring, spinning it around, it's a great little gadget.
Mm-hmm. Another for clicky pen?
Yeah, the pen.
The pen.
I'm going with the one.
For the sake of this.
France, we forgot to ask you. Can you fit your penis in your hand?
Huh. I don't know what... I really don't know what that means. What does that mean?
Tommy's dick's too big for
him. Well,
are
so
you saying...
My dick's fucking massive.
Can
That's
I,
what we were talking about.
Could I censor myself?
Any angle of...
Going like that?
No, I think it means like your dick's like...
That's fair. That's a good...
Is there any angle...
Or are you saying, like, when I jerk off, do I use my hand instead of my fingers?
Fingers?
Yeah, you see guys with micro penises going like that. I'm not sure what... I need you to...
Whatever. I have a big penis that? Was the thing.
Yeah, you could hide... If I walked in on you, could you hide everything behind one hand?
I absolutely
flaccid
could,
or erect?
I could. Yeah, I could.
I'm flaccid, yeah.
I could censor myself with one hand.
Yes.
Yeah, I could go like that, and I'd be okay.
Yes.
You also said you see... Guys with micro, how often are you seeing that?
You know, I once watched on, who's the great radio host?
Howard Stern.
Howard Stern had a line of guys with micro penises on his show. And one after another, they presented themselves.
Number's favorite.
And it made it very clear then that they're not going like that. They're not creating a tunnel with their hand.
So what do? They
go like this with their fingers.
I heard on a podcast that guys who are truly addicted to porn and masturbating, they do the best they can to not make their hand resemble a vagina. So it's more of a loose grip and a dry grip.
Why?
Want to separate the act from sex, I guess subconsciously, that porn addicts will use a loose, dry grip most of the time.
Loose grip?
Because they don't want
to... And like guys who are more casual about masturbation will do a wet, tight grip to resemble more of a pussy.
Huh.
Very informative podcast.
That's good.
That makes sense.
I needed that.
Yeah. Clicky Pen, going to advance. On the other side, the covert clicker.
Mm-hmm. Everybody knew when we that this would be making it this far.
Exactly.
When this list came out.
Versus the poker chip.
Oh,
shoddy.
Poker chip.
Poker chip. Not a stack.
Mm-hmm. I guess you could.
Well, no.
Oh, that's a good point. We could say plural poker chips. Like, it doesn't need to be one.
What fun do I have with one poker chip?
You could do it between your fingers.
I don't know how to do any of that shit.
I can say chips plural.
I like to do the thing where you stack them.
Yeah.
And then, or you like count them.
Mm-hmm. We'll say multiple.
I like the clickety clackety that they make.
Clickety clackety's fucking incredible.
Mm-hmm. One of them is just a ball mark on a green.
Sure, we'll say multiple.
You can do that cool thing with your fingers, like have it like bounce around. That's fun.
I can't.
Neither can I.
No, I'm not good at it, but it's just fun to try.
Even so, the covert clicker.
Even so.
You're going with the covert clicker over. Again, it can be multiple poker chips. Doesn't need to be a single one.
Well, then I'll go with poker chip.
Poker chip.
Poker chips.
Yeah, plural. Tommy.
Yeah, right now I'm just thinking about having poker and blackjack table.
It's half the fun of playing blackjack.
Just hearing the sound everywhere, it somehow never gets annoying. Like, I just like it more.
I'm going with that.
And when you do get it, and when you get that push, the consolidation.
Yep. Yes, and you get them all even height.
Get it right.
Yeah, it's not even just pleasurable and satisfactory to the hand. It's a sign of hope. You get to bet and win money. Yep.
Mm-hmm. It's literally money.
Yeah.
I voted for the covert clicker, though.
Oh.
That's a whole different, so much more fun to be had.
2-1 in favor of poker chip.
The only way you could turn off a TV with a poker chip if you had good aim.
Mm. Really good aim.
Extraordinary.
Or you threw really hard.
Be a big power button.
White Sox Dave turned off a TV with an ice cube. He just threw the ice cube at the TV really hard and it broke.
Yeah, that's...
Really is a caveman.
Oh my God, that's hilarious! But I'm going covert clicker here, but in a close one.
Covert clicker, 2-2.
Poker chips.
Poker chip, 3-2.
There's nothing better than being at a blackjack table.
Turning off the TVs of the casino.
Be really funny. Imagine if you had one that could turn off the slot machines.
Oh my God!
Ooh. It's always fun to tip a cocktail waitress with a $5 chip too.
Yeah.
There you go. That's your tip.
Poker chip versus clicky pen.
Poker chip.
Poker chip. No question.
Poker chip.
Poker chip.
It's pen. It is a clicky. You guys have not been dealing with the right pens. That's not even a good one.
It's not a good one. This is a Sharpie.
That one sucks dick.
Oh, okay. KB?
Yeah, poker chips.
Poker chips.
Poker chips.
Come on, boys.
With the right pen, I will spend a lot of time seeing if I can click it without making any sound. If I can press it so slowly, and it never works.
Just tried so hard.
I feel like it never works, but it will be a thing that I will fight for.
So much time doing that, cumulatively, more than opening doors.
Yeah, very gentle touch. I'll go with pen.
One for pen. Poker's going to win.
Nick had pen, too.
Two for pen.
Poker's going to go in, and who had the clicky pen? Let's see. It was Gooch.
No, that's a good suggestion.
Good suggestion, Gooch. Although you lost, what was the other one you had to write a remote? That's right. And Tom told on himself.
Oh, yeah. No, only Gooch had that.
Now we have the cheeseburger versus the deck of cards. Francis.
Deck of cards for me.
Deck of cards. Tommy.
I'm going to go cheeseburger. I mean, deck of cards, you need other people. Like, if I'm in solitary confinement, I'd rather have a cheeseburger than a deck of cards.
Mm. No way.
But a lot of cheeseburgers. Now, I like cheeseburgers. Yeah, I might get one for dinner.
That's insane.
Clemmer's making them tomorrow night, so I probably shouldn't get them for dinner.
Yeah, sure.
I'll go with cheeseburger.
Spoil your appetite. You got to go deck of cards.
Yeah. No, I'm going cheeseburger.
Clemmer's is going to be so fun.
Yeah, the deck of cards needs another hand. The cheeseburger doesn't. Cheeseburger.
Eating a cheeseburger with one hand is kind of a cool guy move. I don't do it, but I'm imagining someone just like.
I'm thinking of like cartoons. Like you always see them. It's like full one hand. And they chomp. shit falls out.
Nobody eats it with one hand.
Yeah, you're
right. Saying one hand, but no
one. Yeah, but
does
it's a cool guy move.
Easy.
You want it?
You could do.
You wouldn't either.
I know.
Maybe a McDonald's one.
McDonald's for sure.
McDonald's.
A backyard barbecue one you could.
Slider.
And I think I eat with two hands.
Clever, get us ones we could fit in one hand.
Yes.
In order those
famous one-hand burger.
Hot meat one-handed sandwich.
No-handed sandwiches.
They got those at Food Town, I'm sure.
Yeah, Food Town. That's
keep forgetting about
grocery
Food
store
Town.
Called Food Town?
Right. Yes. Did you miss
the actual? That's the name of the store, yeah.
It's a ShopRite subsidiary, I believe.
I believe you're right.
Food Town.
Huh?
I just can't believe that.
Deck of cards.
Deck of cards.
Clement. Yeah, the other thing we haven't mentioned is the burgers sometimes can make your hands messy. I don't like that. I don't like when things are sticky or anything, or a soggy bun doesn't feel good. Deck of cards.
Deck of cards. 3-2.
That's a good point. If you're eating a burger with one hand, generally you're going to be standing and stuff can fall out the bottom and kind of maybe ruin your shoes or something like that.
How often have you had a burger fall into your shoes?
Ketchup falls out.
I'm with Jay on this. I've had
the sauces,
ketchup, like, yeah.
Burger shrapnel fall
really?
Over my fucking shoes.
I can't tell you how many times I've eaten a burger standing up, though. It's low. The numbers.
Yeah, I mean, if you're at like a barbecue or something like that, like talking to the person on the grill,
usually sit.
I don't.
I'm going playing cards. I also just like playing cards.
Mm. Playing cards. Deck of cards going to move on. Cheeseburger was... It was Tommy.
See, I had some advancing.
You know, no, Clemmer wants us all to think he's not a nice guy.
Yeah.
Might be true.
But the truth is that he's actually very nice.
Thank you.
Well, if he's really nice, he'd be cooking for us.
I'm going to undo all this bad boy... propaganda you're putting out there.
I'm tired of the internet thinking Clemmer is some kind of bad boy.
He comes at me, come at my neck right when I sit down. Meanwhile, most of the time he's super kind.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Bunch
he turns
of bullshit.
It on for the cameras.
Yeah, that's what I'm doing.
Next, we have the phone versus smoking paraphernalia.
Phone. You could spend tens of... I mean, what's everyone's screen time? Mine's like, I think like 6.5-7 hours.
That's bad.
Yeah. Not great.
A day?
Yeah.
That's pretty average or low.
Mine's around there, but that's only because I fall asleep with shit on.
I use mine to read a lot now.
Mm. I get so depressed when they tell you how many hours you spend on the phone. It's like, oh, fuck. It just makes me feel like...
Where do you see,
I get this alert every week. It tells me. I'm like, I don't want to see this.
Settings and look at screen time.
Right? Yeah.
Stop telling me I'm bad
trying
at
to lower
being
mine.
A person.
And too.
I make an effort. Mine's 2.5 hours a day.
Oh, wow. Jesus.
Whoa.
That's good.
But
good.
I have to work very hard.
Yeah.
That's very good.
Clemmer.
Even if you included gummies in the smoking, I still would go with the phone.
Mm-hmm. The phone? Nick?
Go ahead and give me phone here. Sorry, I wasn't paying attention. I was looking at my phone.
That's right.
Yeah, phone's winning this. Come on.
Phone. Francis?
Phone, sure. Versus what was it again?
Smoking paraphernalia.
Oh.
Good choice.
Tough one, yeah.
Blunt.
I'd rather have a fucking...
The blunt would dictate my next 5 to 6 moves.
One of those joints that has like the little fucking powder on the outside.
Oh, those keefs? The keef on the outside?
Yeah, the really high-end celebratory ones.
Cheaters.
Mm-hmm.
I like the idea of that being like the start of a different branch of time for you. Essentially, is like when you smoke a blunt, for you, it's like, this is now alters my timeline.
It does, yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so now we have the phone versus a deck of cards.
Wait, who submitted smoking paraphernalia?
Smoking paraphernalia was Tommy Smokes.
Yeah, see? So not bad. That was a good one. Everyone liked that one.
Well, how many submissions did you
have? I'm sorry that I submitted the best that made the bracket. I'm sorry I fucking submitted half
the
bracket.
He was early. He beat some of you guys to a lot.
I said that at like 2 p.m.
Yeah, he doesn't have fucking anything else to do.
I said
no creativity. Nothing. You can just tell it quickly. You just thought of the first 5 things in his head and you sent it to
you. You haven't had any on here.
That's bullshit. You don't know anything.
You also
you don't
said
know
the N-word
on.
Today.
Wow.
Not saying
it's a very good...
Not saying the N-word. And you don't know how many submissions I have, motherfucker.
None of them are on here.
We don't know anything.
Clemmer and Tommy.
We don't know anything.
You went fucking frog.
Oh, yeah.
Look at this fight.
And Clemmer
submitted frog.
He's been frog and filet mignon.
Man, this fight that they're having is bad.
Way worse.
At least it's an equal battle. I mean, he was just embarrassed.
Oh, yeah, turn it.
Well,
turn it.
What does that say? Pick on someone your own size. Pip punching down at me like that. Fucking, I'm in here.
I'll take care of him.
You know, thank you. I select Tommy as my tribute. A worthy stand-in.
How's that worked out from the time that he walked out of here a couple weeks ago? Remember that, Tommy? Because I was bullying you.
Oh, my God. Stutter.
He did leave because we bullied him so much. Yeah. That did happen.
And I was the head of that because Tommy was pissing me off that day.
Ooh.
Man, oh man, Clemmer. I take back that whole nice guy thing I said. You are what we thought you were.
He's vile.
So now we have the deck of cards versus the phone, Francis.
I will say deck of cards. I'd rather have a deck of cards in my hand than my
phone. That's not true. That can't be true.
I hate
you can do any
screen time. I hate it. It's, all my stress comes from my phone. But let me tell you something. I've never had a hard time going to sleep at night because I stayed up too late playing with cards. Staring at the Queen of Hearts.
Yeah, but it's still just, I mean, I'm going phone. It's just more enjoyable, obviously.
I did you not can even play sleep
card games on your phone.
I was shuffling. LMFAO. Understand.
I got into a mean game of gin rummy with myself. KB?
Yeah. Phone.
Phone. Nick?
Phone.
Another for phone? Clemmer.
I mean, like the brain says phone, but the heart says cards. Like, I wish the answer was cards, but if I'm being honest with myself, the answer is phone.
Phone.
Cards. Phone.
The phone. Phone's moving on. Now, the phone versus the poker. Well,
who suggested deck of cards?
Okay, so deck of cards was, I believe, Gooch, if I remember right.
God.
Oh, wait, sorry. It was actually Clemmer.
Thank
right.
you.
Right.
Well, I submitted
you,
that, too.
He did submit it, too, but right. you beat him to it. That's right. So deck of cards loses to the phone. Phone versus the poker chip.
Is this the finals? This
the finals. Phone versus the poker chips.
I'm flipping off Tommy, not you, Gooch.
It's not fair, because the phone just, it's the most powerful tool in the world. The poker chip is great. It's great for betting, fiddling around with your fingers, which is really the spirit of this question, but nothing's going to beat the phone.
One for the phone.
Yeah, it's got to be the phone, right?
Two for the phone.
Fucking phone.
Three for the phone.
Do you know the class of things that prevent you from falling asleep at night? The meth and the phone. The phone.
Phone.
The meth.
The phone. It's the phone.
I'll say poker chip. To me, my life is an effort to avoid my phone.
So, the poker chip was my submission. The phone was Clemmer's.
Put phone in there too. He beat me to it.
Wow.
Oh, you suck.
Well, I mean, I'm
saying I didn't have any submissions and I had the winner.
I was honestly counting his phone being mine the entire time.
And the phone also beat smoking paraphernalia, which was yours.
Yeah.
And it also beat the remote. Oh, that was Gooch's. So the winner is the phone of episode 82, which may never air just because of all the bad things said on this.
What a sad end.
The phone is the winner.
Well, that it was Clemmer's.
No.
You were horrible to us.
You were really bad. Listen.
You were horrible to us today.
Gonna make
me
up
especially.
To
yeah, I'll make it up tomorrow with some burgers, steaks.
It's mean.
Some sausage.
Hot dogs.
Some sausage on the grill.
I'm apologizing for nothing.
Oh,
that's nothing.
All right, that's the episode. We'll be back next week. I think we'll do best items to have in solitary confinement.
Oh, it's my pick. Awesome. I won. I get to pick the next thing.
You do.
That's how we're doing.
This fucking guy.
That was the whole point. Yeah.
Yes.
Are you going to pick the solitary one?
I don't think I'm going to. I'm going to think about this.
I think that one's too similar almost.
Yeah, I guess.
No, I'm going to pick something that's I want to do.
Okay.
First redheads in the office.
Why would he want that?
What?
It's a Francis.
Yeah. Francis.
Oh. I got it.
No.
I got it, too.
I didn't get it until he pointed it out.
Why? How could you not get that? What else could it be?
Because it wasn't a debate.
He goes, fuck Mook.
Yeah. Mook. Yeah, Mook.
There's also a guy on the third floor who's got, I think, the best red hair.
Mulcahy?
Yeah.
No, another guy.
Different guy.
Yeah.
Connor Griffin?
No, another one.
There's that many redheads here?
Yeah, live event Lisa's guy.
Mm. Oh, yeah. Okay.
He wears it
Kyle,
well.
Kyle, yeah.
All right, we'll be back next week with a new topic that Clemmer decides.
That's right.
Hey, it's Fran from Chicks in the Office. It's peak summer. One plan is turning into five, but trust I'll be wearing Abercrombie to all of them. Catch me in their Sloan tailored pant at work and then the happy hour right after, the Dylan dress for dinner plans when you want something easy but still put together, and of course, their denim, because Abercrombie denim just works, no matter the plan. Keep up with the pace of summer without overthinking it. Shop in the app, online, and in stores.